I was studying again the Seven Thunders, and part of it is basically that, you know, it's revealing that God is tired of watching deception rule and reign. And I remind you that, you know, by the way, that light's gone cuckoo again, so I will definitely call tomorrow. The Holy Spirit is not going to be mocked forever, and that's the bottom line. So, Father, before this word is given, I'm asking for your anointing to go out and touch those that are not only going to be listening, but the ones that are here, so that your Spirit may be glorified. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going to be taking you to Romans chapter 15. Now, Paul is ministering. In verse 1, he says, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not please ourselves." Well, most of the carnal church does just the opposite. All right? And I didn't expect to go there, but that's a side note. Pleasing yourself as a believer is really a carnal believer. A believer that thinks and acts the way he or she wants to satisfy their own purpose and their own plan. And if you tell someone that has this background that God's Holy Spirit is pressing you to do or to say or to act or react in a certain way, they will mock you. And they'll tell you to your face, you know, that this isn't true. And it will accuse that spirit, using them, will accuse you. And your response is very important. I would definitely say, let the words fall. Don't argue with it, because if you do, you're just going to set yourself up for an argument. And setting yourself up for an argument is exactly what those forces want. You know, they want an argument. If you let the words fall and you say, "Thank you for your opinion," and just drop it, you're going to be so much happier, and the peace of God is not going to stop. And then you become an example. And your example will actually irritate and make them jealous. You hear me? The irritation comes first, and the jealousy comes as a byproduct, and eventually the Holy Spirit will go on the job and he'll shake them and they'll make a decision. Believe it or not, Gail and I talked about this earlier tonight when we were just sitting here before anybody else got here. That was part of our conversation because of some of the things that she's been going through. And but the word that I got tonight that the Lord told me to go into was that sanctified. The word sanctified. To you, what does it mean to be sanctified? Well, give me an opinion of what sanctification is.
Set apart.
Set apart.
And purified. And
purified.
Ready for God's use.
Ready for God's use. I like it. Yes. Anyone else?
The word that came to me was cleansed.
Cleansed. Okay. Cleansed. Yes. Now, how good are you at cleansing yourself?
Yeah.
So you tried it already, Violet?
It's at the root, you know. It just removes. It goes in deep.
Yeah.
You know, it's not surface cleansing. It's
Yeah, it's rooted out. And the one that can do that pretty good is Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Spirit knows how to do that. So I want to take you to verse 14. I myself am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. And I have written you quite boldly at some point, as if to remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Sanctified by... Does that include you and me? So in case you've got your Ajax cleanser and your scrub brush and all the SOS pads you can afford, and you're scrubbing yourself clean, I've got news for you. You're going to feel good about yourself, but you're not going to be clean because the roots are not gone. And the only one that can bring that fire in and burn those roots is the Holy Ghost, which is Acts chapter 2. You see it perfectly in Peter. He's totally devastated when Christ gives himself up to die. He's flipped right out. He just loses it. He made a commitment. I'll never. And then the next thing you know, I don't know that guy. I'm not from Galilee. It's like saying we're not from up north and we're sitting downtown Dallas. Forget it. Your accent will definitely give you away. But even he denied his own accent. Then, in the book of Acts, he makes his first speech. His first declaration of the power of God in Christ Jesus. Because the fire had come and burned everything. And it sanctified him. So that he wasn't afraid anymore. He wasn't afraid to call whatever by its proper name. And he told them they were a bunch of deceived people, that they had actually crucified the Lord of glory. Are you ready for that? I believe you are. I believe you're ready for that fire to come. And that vision confirms it. That fire is going to come. And when it does, it's going to do such an intense work in each of us. And I'm not excluding myself. And it is going to be so deep that you'll become the radical that you hear others talk about. Are you ready? I should have heard some amens.
Amen.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
How about I pray I am?
I pray I am.
See what I'm saying? I pray I am. Because it's comfortable to pray that I am.
Yeah.
Because the other is scary. Because
yes.
You're letting God be God. And that's scary.
I was sitting here during the music and there was a struggle of getting in, you
yeah.
know? And I was like trying to push and push and push. And I'm like, Lord, I need grace here. I can't do this.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it just like broke through.
Yes.
Because I just asked her for grace.
Yeah.
And it was like, usually it just happens.
Yeah.
Know? But,
there was a little war going on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few more scriptures to verify what I've given you so that you'll be able to go a little higher if you need to, okay? Now, John 17:17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Who's praying?
Jesus.
You think that prayer's not going to be answered? Listen again. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. Sanctify me by your truth. And your word is truth. And I want this sanctification. I'm not settling for anything less. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Notice again, all of those things are being done by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, 26. Ephesians 5, 26. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Again, the church. Cleansing. Sanctified. By that gusher. Amen? 2 Timothy 2:21. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Hallelujah. It's confirmed in Hebrews 10:10. Want to take you a little higher? 1 Peter 1:2. 1 Peter 1:2. Who has been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. You can scrub till your cows come home. It isn't going to make you holy. It'll make you full of pride as how holy you are because you were so good all day. Please give me an amen on that one.
Amen.
Boy, you know what? When I learned that lesson, boy, oh boy, oh boy, did I actually ask God to forgive me. Because I was being good. I was good all day. Ooh, feels so good. That's how the Pharisees put up with each other. I had a good day today. I'm holy today. Whoa! You should see my Holy Ghost outfit. If you're not laughing, it's because you've already tried this. Sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Let me give you that one more time. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Who has been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. Say, I have been chosen.
I have been chosen.
According to the foreknowledge of God.
Through the sanctifying work.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The purpose is. For obedience to Jesus Christ. And the sprinkling by his blood. Which makes me pure. And holy.
And
sanctified.
And
it's his work.
I can just rejoice.
And believe it.
And
receive it by faith.
And receive it by faith.
And on the day that it's appointed to happen.
It will take place.
Just like they celebrated the Feast of Pentecost. Year after year after year.
Year after year after year after year.
Then one day.
In Acts chapter
2. Verse 1. It said the day of Pentecost fully came.
And it happened.
I'm waiting. For the next level. It's called tabernacles. I'll be a home. A habitation. For him. Hallelujah. Not for Kim. For Jesus.
Just ask for traveling mercies for these that are...
On their way home, we ask for your anointing to refresh those who listen to this message. And Father, may they laugh as they wait for the fullness of Christ to be formed in them. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, share some hugs with each other.